One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, don't record that, Chris.
Oh, okay.
What's wrong with you?
Are we saying it? Or
what is it?
So I was talking to like Lawrence. Recording?
Recorded, Chris.
Chris, hit the button. Chris Lynch, hit the button. Chris. Please, Chris. I have a cold.
Chris, you have to kill me.
I have a virus. Chris, my virus is deep.
Chris, you have to kill us to save humanity.
Chris, there is bacteria in my testicles. Help, help my testicles, Chris. Soak them in bone broth. Please, Chris. Please, Chris.
Chris.
Soak my testicles in bone broth. Please.
Chris, you have to enter into my pouch.
Please, make a small incision at the bottom of my scrotum.
Chris, you have to enter my pouch.
Please.
And get my eggs.
Squeeze my vas deferens until the bacteria releases.
Chris.
Compression is the only thing that can conquer bacteria.
Chris, I have a wound.
Please, Chris, soak them in your saliva.
Chris, find my wound.
Radar, detect my wound in my testicles next to my penis.
Use the dismissive smell to detect my wound, Chris.
Microscopic drone surgery.
Chris, use the surgical robot to suture my wound.
My giant bones. Hell yeah.
Chris, my bones are too big.
I have dinosaur bones. Please use your microscopic drones on my dinosaur bones. That sounds like a Beck line. Microscopic bones on your dinosaur bones and your...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And he goes to the Scientology thing.
And he gets wise.
What?
And gets wise.
And gets really wise.
Wish gets I wisdom.
I wish I understood Scientology.
It's a fun organization. Now you understand it.
Oh, okay.
I bought a bunch of books.
On Scientology?
A ton. I bought a ton of L. Ron Hubbard books.
Did you read them?
No. But did you know he's one of the most prolific authors?
No.
Like of all time? He's written thousands and thousands of pages.
If you're a big bullshit artist.
He's written so much that it's hard to fathom. But I got probably like 20 of his books here.
Pistol marksmanship?
Yeah, he's good with that.
Really?
I don't know, probably.
I just saw pistol marksmanship.
You could probably do anything. You can use Scientology to do anything. Probably should get into this. I wonder if this on Twitter when they post about productivity hacks and like the 10 things you need to be doing to awaken your productivity, we should just start posting Scientology as a reply to that, I think. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like that's a cure-all.
Yeah. Just next time, like, Naval Ravikant puts on Twitter, just reply with L. Ron Scientology Hubbard. Shit.
Pistol marksmanship by L. Ron Hubbard.
I agree. Here's something you might want to take a look at.
Wow.
But he's got so many books. Are you sick?
Yeah. Not acutely sick, though.
You just have a nose?
Yeah.
You got a nose for it.
I have a big Shylock nose for it. I was able to sniff out all the
stuff. The money. You found the money.
Little children like money. Not as much as I do, youngster.
I found all the money.
Oh, you dropped a penny.
Did you see that clip I posted to Instagram of the kid?
Yes. The phone one?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What is that? I can't watch it. I can't even watch it. I want it because I'm going.
I promise. I think the phone, it's a wonderful invention of humankind, but I think it's a Yetzer Haram trap. I think it is. It's a Yetzer Haram trap.
A Yetzer Haram trap.
I hate the phone. I really hate it.
Holy shit.
Look, I think it's a wonderful marvel of human ingenuity, but it's a Yetzer Hara trap. I really believe that. So I've set limits on my phone. I've tried to turn things off. I block certain websites, thank God. And so I'm hoping to curb the Yetzer Hara. That's my hope. But I'm sometimes the Yetzer Hara wins. Sometimes I lose time for Gemara because I'm doing who knows what.
What's Gemara?
Gemara is like it's like dice. It's like craps. When they play craps.
Oh, like when they're when they're throwing dice on the cardboard.
It's basically just behavior, but for Jays.
Ah.
They do dice. They do fried chicken. They do all the same shit.
Come on, get yours, player. Throw them bones.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, hot six, hot six.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, this thing's a Yetzer
Hara trap. I would say sucking moil must be a Yetzer Hara.
Sucking moil and draining babies of blood.
That's a Yetzer Hara.
Of goy blood. That's definitely a Yetzer Hara trap.
Yeah. I would say.
Well, that's actually when it's a good thing. It's a Yetzer Hara gimme.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a gimme.
Freebie.
Well, no, gimme is the Yiddish word for good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No.
I believe
that. But you know what's. Yeah, it's good.
Fucking. Listen, I don't want to get into this, but I guess we got hours to fill here. You know how they move?
What do you mean?
You ever see the videos when they're like not torturing animals, but like fucking with animals?
No.
At the zoo and stuff? Can you type in Orthodox guy messing with animal at the zoo? As if searching. I don't even, what's the point?
Like this is going to be out there? Like they would allow that one of their guys?
I mean, it was making the rounds. Go back and scroll down. It might be up. Oh, good God, man. How can people look like that even? Scroll down. Chicken abuse. Oh my God, brother. But the way they move, there was a guy, he was just fucking with a gorilla and it was giving him so much joy. Some sort of wild animal. He was giving him so much joy to like mess with this animal through the glass. And he was going like this. Like doing, moving like a.
Yeah.
Impossible body mechanics.
Yeah. 0% athleticism. Body mechanics.
0% athleticism. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Zero.
Tormenting a gorilla going, hey, yeah, ma-pa-cha, yeah, bye-bye.
Like it's like if a loaf of bread designed his athleticism.
Yeah, yeah.
Soft shoulders, that's tough. Why?
By the way, these are Shaq Gnosis.
Those are?
The pump. These were 1500.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Those are fat.
These are Shaq's shoes right here.
Wow.
These are the better ones. Okay. They have.
Those are rare. Shaq Gnosis. Oh, no. Wait.
These are more rare than the Shaq Gnosis. These are the Shaq pumps.
Wow. They have leather uppers. There they are. I see them. Shaq Victory Pump.
Shaq Victory Pump. That's what these are.
In the blue. They also came in purple.
These are terrible. I'm wearing these as a joke. These are even. I don't even want to wear them as a joke, though. They're so bad.
Wow, you just committed like a mortal sin. Like as the black guy was like, man, hey, young blood, you need to be easy on them shoes.
I got to start getting into sneakers, I think.
No, you don't.
That's the next phase of my career.
No. I would literally rather see you get good at dominoes.
When I hit 40, I'm going to become a sneakerhead.
There's nothing worse than sneakers.
Just wait. No. The way I do it, you're going to be proud.
Nope.
All right.
I have to intervene.
You're going to say, my boy Sammy, he did it. He really did do it.
He's got Travis Scott's shoes. He loves sicko mode from Travis Scott. Yeah.
But when you see what I've got on my feet for kicks, you're going to say, my boy Sammy really did do it.
He did the damn thing.
He did the damn thing.
He got McGrady's. He's got basketball players. I'm more interested in the bag.
Oh, yeah.
That's see? Nice. That's nice.
It's fucking 25 pounds. Here.
Harlequin leather bag?
Yeah, that's my fault.
Who made that?
Vanson.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have like an agent at Vanson?
No.
I have to get you that. I have your suit, by the way.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I have it.
Oh, cool.
Just wash it. Just soak it. Nice. It'll be fine. All right. They use good leathers, right?
Not really. They use the leather's decent.
But they'll
fine.
Make you anything you want?
They'll make you whatever you want, yeah.
What'd they give you for that?
$2,500.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
It's not good, though.
Why?
This is motors for, well, it's just.
I like it a lot. I think it looks good.
There's just stuff that I would do differently that I would, you know, I emailed them back asking if we could do it again, but the main thing is just little changes that I would do here and there. But the other thing is it's motorcycle jacket leather, so it's like a 20-pound bag empty. So it's just not. It's not usable, really.
Where's you gotta put loaves of bread in there.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, put some loaves of bread in there.
That's real heavy. That's like heavier than I even thought. I like this one.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool, though.
The blue bag.
The blue and the yellow. Very good. Very, very nice leather bags.
Mm-hmm.
I could put the little boy in there.
Yeah, I might just redo it and keep it one color as opposed to this silliness here.
All white.
All white, yeah.
White
do all white. Can you do it all white?
All white, baby blue.
Yeah.
Do it all Puerto Rico flags.
No, Charlotte Hornets. Charlottesville Hornets.
Charlottesville Hornets.
Is it? What is it? Charlottesville?
Charlotte Hornets.
Charlottesville Hornets.
Yeah.
Charlottesville.
Auschwitz Athletics. Like all the Dachau Devils. What is it? What's the other one? What are the other camp's names? Bergen-Belsen. The Bergen-Belsen Bulls.
Bergen-Belsen.
Camp cities.
Let me see. Oh, I had I'm having fake ads made. I just want to play this one and see what you think. Yeah, it's closer to Jan. Just
the main camps. There we go. Bergen-Belsen, Buchenwald.
Bergen-Belsen.
Dachau. I remember my eighth grade history was like made me like know. I had like know all these math thousand.
God.
Not all these, but.
Wow, did you memorize all of them in school?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you can tell that.
The all new Bluetooth Razo Shift Knob. It's the perfect way to keep up with important notifications on the go. So go ahead, step on the gas, and shift into the future.
A Bluetooth Shift Knob by Razo?
Really?
The all-new Bluetooth Razo Shift Knob.
Wow.
So you just, like, your shift knob, you just it's talk, Bluetooth. You talk in, you lean down and talk into it.
Shift. Upshift. Downshift. That's funny.
You have to use your phone.
Yeah.
Are you going to create, like...
A bunch of fake ads.
Yeah.
And they're all going to be, like, vaguely 70s, 80s, 90s style.
Can you do a deli meet?
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Should do a deli
Heart.
Meet. Mm-hmm.
Heart deli meat.
Mm-hmm.
It's made of heart. What's another good product?
Can I use that?
Yeah.
Chris, will you send that on Slack?
Heart deli meat. those are funny.
Keep a window open in case we have more ideas. Heart deli meat.
Yeah. Fuck.
Pig sticker bullets. Cop killer rounds. Buy these, cop killer bullets. There should be an ad for that.
Yeah.
You need family-friendly cop killer bullets for the whole team.
Hi, Jimmy. I want cop killer bullets for Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little kid wants them for Christmas.
Can you scroll down just a little bit? I just want to see the more of them. Because this list has grown severely since I've left school.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost as if someone's been editing.
They add one every year.
It's like.
It gets worse.
What could we? More.
Well, they just
more.
Do more research. They do, yeah.
More.
They do more and more research.
And new information pops out all the time out of their brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fun. You see the drones?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's exciting stuff.
It is exciting stuff.
Well, you want to talk about the CEO first? What's more?
Yeah.
What's sort of older? I think the CEO.
Yeah, we'll do the CEO first.
I'll tell you, when I saw that they were shooting CEOs, I started crying.
Yeah? You were with joy?
No.
With sad?
Sad.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How come?
Because it's just, I don't think that we should see this type of violence on camera. And it's just terrible. And we shouldn't have this type of thing happen.
Okay, that's a hot take there, Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't think it was coming?
No, he probably didn't deserve it.
No, he didn't deserve that. The shareholders did.
They didn't deserve it.
What? Are you out of your mind? Are you trying to get me? Hey, I walked Bob Dylan to the stage.
Nicholas.
No. Okay, so this fat patsy.
Video of
Brazilian
dancing in front of animal cage. Let's see what perplexity.ai comes up with for an answer. Nope. I couldn't find any specific video of a dancing in front of an animal cage. The search results include general information about dances and events, such as iconic dances.
Iconic.
And orthodox weddings. But nothing matches the description of a video involving a dancing in front of an animal cage. What a great paid search engine that's changing the face of the planet right now. This AI stuff is so impressive, man. I tell you, it's really good stuff.
Okay, so you got
it's hard to explain. It's probably impossible to explain to people the level of criminality that everybody kind of suffers from under the thumb of these robber barons. I don't know anything in particular about United Healthcare, but
biggest offender.
Are they?
Yeah. Probably like they're the Nissan, the Jeep. They're the real putting out the bad product, expecting the good money,
mm-hmm.
denying the claims, doing the bulk of. And I'm not saying internally. I hate when people say taken aback.
Yeah.
It just seems like something, like all of a sudden you're like smoking pot and now you're like a laureate. Mm-hmm. I was really taken aback by you saying like you were upset by this.
Yeah.
You don't think that the public should be exposed to this stuff?
I think, well, no, I was kidding, but I think there's two sides to it. One argument you could make is that a lot of the people cheering for this are leftist, let the world burn type people.
Yeah.
And this is, I think there's a difference between targeted violence, which this is, and the type of violence that most people want to see, which is burning down stores, basically. In the minds of the average person, shooting this United Healthcare CEO is on the same level as like smashing the windows at an Apple store. Like it's just as awesome. It's just as cool. Like fuck that Apple store up. Let's see it. Let's blow that Apple store up. Like meaningless dog barking into the wind type attacks that only make things worse. Only make it so that the surveillance state has more control, has more of an excuse to be in your business, has more whatever. The other thing is that has to be said is that if it's not proven that the FBI didn't do it, the FBI probably did it.
Did that?
Right. They do everything else. Why is this on the news so much? If this, does this narrative kill CEOs? Does this narrative, like, handsome guy shooting a CEO of a healthcare company, like probably a hated company. I haven't even looked into it. I don't know.
They're pretty hated.
A hated company, okay? If this is such a shocking, narrative, obliterating action, why is it on every news channel every day? Like, it's just getting play on...
It has Masonic undertones to it.
Yeah.
289.
Mm-hmm.
There's a three-digit significance. He was taken in custody at 239 mm-hmm. at 239 blah 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 street mm-hmm. 239 United
mm-hmm.
Uni United
mm-hmm.
I know this is like really silly, but like the flights that did 9/11 were United Airlines, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was it American Airlines? Can I just double check? I was thinking about this. Like, it's always like it's always like words and shit. It's like mm-hmm. baseball. Baseball's a Masonic game. They always like there's a what like
American
what?
I think
was it American? No, no, United Airlines.
No, yeah,
yeah, it was. United, like uni, whatever, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Could mean something, whatever. And then there was like something about some 3-digit code that I'd never heard before, and I would like to know the significance of it. The significance of it, it does give you, it brings you to a passage,
mm-hmm.
and then that passage means like blah, 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 blah. So you're saying, so my question back to you would be like, two questions. One, does it say, if you fucking plebe, you don't even know how bad the recourse is going to be or the retaliation is going to be for you celebrating for this, and this is going to open the door for them to jam a telephone pole up your ass?
No? I think if it was a threatening narrative at all, it wouldn't be on the news. It would be on the news for like a split second before they pulled it off.
And they would bury it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what they do anytime there's a story that is not doesn't fit what they want you to think, they get rid of it.
Like, so you're saying this is celebratory?
The guy that ran over the Christmas parade, that black guy that drove through the white Christmas parade and hurt those people, yeah. That type of shit. It's not on the news because it threatens the narrative. So whatever this is, it's not threatening, okay? It's if anybody's looking at this thinking, we the people are going to have an uprising against the CEOs, you're not, because you're looking at it on CNN. It's on the news.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be partaking in anything like that. Whatever your visions of violence are, or comeuppance, or getting revenge against the man, it's not going to happen because you're watching it on the news. You're like mentally, you're in the psyop. You're like thinking something.
You're killing cops in virtual world.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the metaverse right now, being a badass. You're doing graffiti in the metaverse.
You're doing graffiti in the metaverse. And the other thing is. Are there ties to Nancy Pelosi at all? Is this like a?
He was supposed to testify against her.
That's the most plausible thing. I mean, if it's public like this, and was he supposed to testify against her?
That's what some people say.
Is that a real thing? I mean, this is all.
Yeah.
Unless it's triple verified, it's fucking fake.
Friend of the Pelosi family, how Mangione was, but the guy said the guy had some insider info or something like that.
I mean, that's if there's any whiff of credibility to any Pelosi stuff, that's the most plausible, most believable thing here.
When I see, he's like really Italian. He looks like he belongs, like his life should have been like a cheesemaker in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he could have worked for the Sargento cheese family.
Does Mangione mean mansion? Is his name Luigi Mansion?
He's so funny.
That would be really funny. Let's see.
Glutton.
Glutton?
Wow.
How do you say mansion in Italian?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Gietona.
Palazzo.
Palazzo.
Wow. Mm-hmm. John Palazzo's Johnny Mansions.
Johnny Mansions.
So, okay.
And the, I mean, the reason it's like, the reason I don't like it is because leftists do like it. And it's like a, the leftist mind, violence and destruction, that's how leftists create. They can't build a business on their own. They can't build anything.
Harmonic.
Anything generative, like a bridge or anything. In their mind, destruction and bringing things down is equivalent to creation. It's the same. It's like that's how they can manifest that impulse. And this is just, you saw the guy on TikTok that made the CEO most wanted playing cards?
No.
Type in most wanted CEO playing cards.
Oh God, I can only imagine who's on the head of that Lockheed Martin guys.
The whacked deck.
Oh.
This guy, right? Like this is the guy to this guy. This is the coolest thing in the fucking planet.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw this murder, I was like, whoa, that's cyberpunk. That's awesome. But I have to look at who's getting the most enjoyment out of this.
When you see these things, right, and then you have a reaction to them, how often do you find yourself going, cool, badass, yeah, you'll even make a post or something about it, and mm-hmm. then like you give it a couple of days to settle in,
mm-hmm.
and then you sort of like not reverse course or like you change course a little bit. Yeah. Does that happen to you a lot?
Not anymore. I withhold judgment until a few days later.
Okay.
Like when I saw this shooting, I knew that my impulse was like, this is cyberpunk.
This is badass.
But I didn't allow myself to hold on to any opinion like that because never know. If you're watching it, it's some shit that you're being allowed to watch, probably.
Right.
Like unless it's a very rare, like Sky King type, the guy that hijacked that, like that type of thing, I don't think this is in the same category. This feels like Fugazi, kind of. Like there's something strange about it.
It does feel like I'm being guided.
There's something suspect about it.
I mean, as the, like, you know, I used to kind of like say, like, I don't really give a fuck about politics. I'm like an anarchy. Anarchy is fair. You know, that's what people who are not necessarily like leftists or I think people who are like, I don't give a fuck. I just want the government to fucking go away. And I want them to feel...
Well, that's what any sane person wants is just all the laws that are like they're obviously either to control people with criminal they're genetically not even in the same category as you. They have criminal impulses. If they were left to their own devices, they'd be doing the tiring. What's that called? The tire necklace?
Yeah, the one in Africa.
Yeah,
where they burn tires on you.
Yeah. Necklacing, rampant fraud, fucking theft.
Yeah.
And you know, whatever. That's why laws exist. That's who the laws are for. Anybody who's sane wants to be left alone. So, but unfortunately, it's not possible to be left alone. You have to like play the game. You're in the game right now. You can't go homestead. You can't even do that. You're in the game no matter what. You're stuck.
Yeah.
And they'll find you, like Ruby Ridge, that type of, you know, Ruby Ridge? That's the guy, you don't Waco. Know what Ruby Ridge is?
Waco?
Waco, he might have been fucking molesting those kids, but Ruby Ridge was just the Weaver family. It was this guy's family, and his son was walking around outside and saw a Fed in a ghillie suit, I think, and shot him. And so they killed this guy's family, they killed his kids, I don't know if they killed his wife.
Yeah,
but
no, they shot his child and gave him a medal.
But they'll find you though. That's the point. It's not even like the ATF or the FBI will find you. It's like modernity will find you. If you're in East Palestine, Ohio, you find the most, or West Virginia, you find the most idyllic place to run away and start your little farm. There's going to be a toxic cloud, from a fucking train crash.
Right near you.
Right over your family's heads in 15 years, 20 years, whatever. Yeah. Like modernity will find you.
So then
to try to put this smoke screen out there? Is that sort of to throw off scent? Is that to
the CEO shooting?
Yeah.
I don't even know, man. I don't know.
I think, honestly, there's something to the thought of disguising, like, CEO publicity.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought was nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought that was crazy.
For CEOs to be public figures?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, that's dangerous.
It is dangerous.
Like, from years ago, and mm-hmm. then, like, these guys going on, like, Shark Tank and being like, oh, yeah, I run this company. It's like,
mm-hmm.
what happens if, like, you know, like there's
you
there's,
die.
There's follow ups.
What happens to the whole entire company if
right.
you die?
It's like that. Okay, so we're gonna have thousands of jobs dependent on XYZ. What if this guy's like, you know, sucking baby fucking
mm-hmm.
cocks,
mm-hmm.
or what if he's like Mark Cuban putting his hand up waitresses' assholes?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, cool. The Dallas Mavericks go for sale.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always been like a big danger to public
key man risk. That's
yes,
what it's called.
And key man
risk. Yeah.
So now they're talking about like corner office CEOs. You know, that's gonna mm-hmm. go away, and it's gonna be led by a group of question mark
teams of women.
Yeah. Right. AI robot. You know, please.
Well, that's the way the country. The Kamala Harris administration. It's
right.
just a team of people. You don't know who they are, but it's just gay guys and women, probably.
Yeah, community organizers.
Yeah.
People show up every day.
Who what the fuck was I just thinking? Oh, the Sacklers?
Yeah, the Cokes, the Sacklers,
the
Murdochs,
the Waltons.
So you could be like, why is the CEO of Walmart evil? Or why is the CEO of Northrop Grumman evil? Or the Sacklers? Or the head of Dow Chemical? Or the head of Shell? Or the head of Anthem Insurance? Or whoever this guy is?
While the CEOs and QR code descriptions are on one side of the card, on the other side is an image of a shooting target. The debut of the new card game comes in the wake of United Healthcare's CEO being gunned down in the streets of New York December 4th. His death was praised by the socialist business owner, who said Brian Thompson's death was good news and called the assassin a hero in another TikTok video.
You get it, pause. I mean, it's just free speech and these people are f***ets. But the only caveat I would say to anybody who's enjoying the CEO killing is that they're the degenerate autistic Antifa type people who like revel in violence, that sickness, that mental sickness, you don't want that in your skill build. You don't want that in you. So that's the only thing I would say. But
it was a pretty big letdown. Remember the time I went to Occupy Wall Street
mm-hmm.
with Jess
mm-hmm.
when we first started dating? I was like, I gotta go see what's going on down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down there and it was a bunch of fucking fat cat lady sluts.
Yeah.
And a bunch of like bandana wearing fucking skinny tattoo artist pussies.
And it turned into a bunch of too. Did you know that?
Oh yeah, they were just
so they set up these tents and there would be these like cute little college girls. It was just like, you know, cute girls there, and guys would sneak into their tents and fucking finger them and stuff.
Cool. Yeah, that's who. Like, they look like tattoo guys that weren't the one.
Mm-hmm.
They were like the sixth most important tattoo guy at the shop.
Right.
And they couldn't find Wi-Fi, and they didn't understand what tethering was.
Yeah.
And I was like, tether off your phones. And they're like, what is that, dude? Hold on. Let me tap in. It was embarrassing. And I was like, I'm not even going to help this. And I had a sign that said, what about the Golden Boys?
Uh-huh.
And they had no idea what that was.
Mm-hmm.
And their level of, like, conspiracy theory
yeah.
was, like, Joe Rogan episode 2.
Give us the money.
Dude, fiat currency.
Share the money.
Fiat currency.
Share the money.
explain to me fiat currency. Like, okay, let's hear it. Not like I'd even give a shit or feel like doing that either, but.
Bunch of Yetzer Hara traps over there.
Yeah, there was a lot of Yetzer Hara traps, and I was like, guys, it was rough to watch that happen. And it was like a bunch of like single mom, like purple hair.
Yeah,
and it was a rough scene.
Well, I mean, both of us have hung out with enough of those people, and I think when we meet them, when you see people like that, there is a pretty big party that says, you know what, maybe we should be enslaved, maybe we should be debt slaves for yep. Israel. Because these people are fucking tapped, man.
You meet people along the way and you say, I get a little bit more now why politicians do,
of course,
what they do. Yeah. I had one last night. There was this house that was fucking filthy, mm-hmm. and they had Wisconsin Badgers stuff. They had the shower curtain, the pictures on the wall, mm-hmm. the fucking the jerseys. The house was fucking not like messy, like filthy, mm-hmm. and like people who have like owed to their alma maters. Slice your own fucking throat.
Have what to their alma mater?
Like an ode. Like they're like
this, oh, an ode.
An ode to their alma mater. Like yeah. you're the educated American middle class. Mm-hmm. Like your parents had enough gumption to send you to school and keep you there and not let you drink. Like you drank, you smoked pot, you had sex, you did blowjob, you did finger pussy.
Well, it was the Fighting Badgers. Of course we did.
Fighting Badgers, and they're fighting today. And you and your friend Chris went there and painted half your body mm-hmm. white, half your body red, mm-hmm. and then he was half, and then you went back for 20 years and you gave them everything.
Yeah.
And you're what Fortune 500 companies absolutely adore because they can make you into a jam, mm-hmm. into a little jelly. And I would kill you. I would go to the parking lot of every college football game and everybody who's older than 24, mm-hmm. anybody who's 24 to 40 mm-hmm. gets slaughtered. Mm-hmm. I would hunt them out like an SS officer. Show me your identification. Present me with identification, date of birth, immediately.
Yeah.
And they're like, 1984, kill him. Mm-hmm. Like, it would be immediate. Mm-hmm. It would be immediate. Did you play sports here? No. Auto. Mm-hmm. You'd be on probation if you played top three sports, like girls volleyball, football, baseball track, maybe, mm-hmm. whatever. Under that, you're getting turned into dog food. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Like, and people in the Midwest, that should be as much of a red flag as like that's a mindless. Do you remember the house we rented? Were you there for that?
Where was it?
Atlanta. We rented a house, and the people who owned
it, like glass house.
No, not the glass one. The other one for the pilot. It was like a shitty condo, but it was new.
I don't think I was there.
And they had like Georgia Bulldogs shit everywhere. Ugh. And then we met the girl.
Yeah.
And she was like marathon runner, 28-year-old who looked 40. Mm-hmm. And she was like skinny fat and her like fatty husband. Mm-hmm. And they were like, it's just the right thing to do, Ryan. You know? And like her name was probably like Liz or something. Uh-huh. But like they were like big Georgia Bulldogs fans.
Yeah.
Like that's worse than fantasy football. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't mind if you're a fan of shit and you like watching it on TV. It's not a problem. But when you're going and you're nameless and faceless.
It's a lot of work.
It's a ton of work. It's a ton of money. It's
fucking like having a dog or something or having a kid. It's a lifestyle. I can't go. I can't hang out. I got sports.
I have,
I have to watch
nine
sports.
Home games that I go to religiously. That costs more than, like you say, lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I always associate lifestyle with swinging. Mm-hmm. Like I'm in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like that's harder to do than swinging. Like fans of like,
just get Grindr on your phone.
Yeah, yeah. Just do like this guy. Like just you can see it in the crowd. Like that picture ruined that guy.
Damn!
Look at that guy.
That's Mike Big Dog.
Oh, it's Mike Big Dog R&B. Woods.
Mike Big Dog Woods.
I don't know, and I guess it's like if you took the same time, the same motivation to dump the into some sort of craft, even if it's playing guitar and singing. Mm-hmm. I'd rather see you do an open mic set.
I can't even think of anything that I like this much that I would put makeup like paint on for.
No, you wouldn't go to a like a car convention?
No.
They're doing the car convention.
No. I wouldn't even go without the paint on, but with the paint on.
Cosplay? The CEO of Toyota is going to re-release the 91 Supra.
The paint and the sign?
They're going to re-release the 91 Supra and the brown you like.
Fine, I'll go.
All right. S-U-P-R-A. anyway, but yes, it's basically you understand quickly how politicians are like, gruel.
Turn him into goo.
Gruel, please.
That guy over there, make him into goo.
Please. What's the one, what's another example of someone that when you see like, you're like, fuck, don't even ask why would they want us dead?
I mean, you know, obviously fucking, yeah. You know.
Yeah. I know. Talk about women, right? Hot, sexy women.
One thing that happens all the time is people, they don't have any way of estimating or understanding how difficult it is to do something. Mm. They just see you see like a 2-minute YouTube video of a guy breaking down a house build or whatever it is that they're doing. It's like anything you have to make something, and people are like, they start to put it together, like, oh, I could do that, I could do that. And they imagine that they could do something. And like whenever anybody talks shit about Elon Musk, it's absurd. There's an absurdity to it because he's like trying to downplay the stuff that he does, like building rocket ships and this electric car. And whether or not you like, I don't like electric cars. It doesn't matter. But even building a car, period, having a network of charging stations, like that type of stuff it's so out of reach of the understanding of how that stuff's done is out of reach of most people. But people look at that and they're like, oh, his electric car sucks. So fuck that guy. I could do that.
Yeah. What about the 14 guys that failed? Look up the list of, can you look up failed electric car list? It's really funny. Yes, this is really, really good right here. They're all failed. Like this is
even even making something like this, like even making something like that fucking, even getting to that point of having that fucking ugly van, that's well beyond the reach of most people.
Oh yeah. Oh, you like keep going, Chris. I want to the one I want to show you. Keep going. The one I want. The Detroit Electric's really good. I remember Fisker.
Is it the little triangular one?
No, it's the truck. And I remember Faraday Future. Wow.
Faraday Future. Damn.
Dyson Tribe? Damn. No, not the Nikola truck. Not that one. It was like the badass truck. What the fuck? That's it. Lordstown. The
Lordstown. Yeah. Nice name.
Can you imagine? How about this? Let's take a step further. The fucking, the investors.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? Now, you say, like, the average person, like, oh, fucking Elon Musk, big deal, you're making a rocket. Freaking, I'm pretty sure my science teacher would know if, like, more rocket fuel can make rocket or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're trivializing the work and blah, blah, blah. And then taking a step further, you're a successful enough guy to be able to, like, you know how
to
much.
To pick winner, to like, see a winner or whatever?
Yeah, like, I'm gonna give Lordstown, like, $2 million of my money that I worked my whole life to get. I'm a fucking developer, and I make, like, malls. Like, I've literally developed, like, I've built 4,000 houses in my life, and I take $2 million of my money, and I give it to these fucking...
You got to say, though, the Lordstown looks pretty good. I like that whole sort of, like, stripe.
Yeah, it looks good.
It looks great.
It looks like a sneaker. It looks like a tennis shoe.
It looks like a guy with his face painted.
It's like the crow.
Kiss. Yeah, the crow.
There's another one.
Lordstown. You imbeciles. I give you a range of 130 miles per charge.
But like, you know, you have like all these people. Then you have there was one more too. There was
also
like,
known as New Ride Inc. Who's naming this? This guy's got a sense of humor.
Edward Hightower. Daniel Nvinge. Oh, it's an Indian guy. That's why.
Is it a black guy?
No, it's a black guy.
Who's the guy?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Ninavagi. Daniel Ninavagi. He's American as hell.
He's black as hell. Oh, shit.
What the fuck is that?
He's black as hell.
Columbia? This guy just, like, sucked a big, giant salary out of this thing and it just bounced.
Damn. Good for him. Anyway.
That's so embarrassing. That's just so embarrassing. Like, to copy an idea, to be the ninth in line in a very, like, hot market is very cringy. Mm-hmm. I don't mind doing, like, a, like, if it's lightweight, it's fine. But when you're taking other people's money, you have, like, a really big responsibility. That's, like, that's crazy to me. Like, we're going to do Amazon fulfillment. Like now? Like, yep. Warehousing.
You betcha.
You bet. Drop shipping now, 2024, 2025. Q1 2025.
Jump in. Do you want to jump in with me on this?
I need, go to your parents, get all the money they have.
It's called Kingsborough. That's my company.
King One Development.
King One Development. You go to, you want products, you don't go to Amazon. You type in kingonedev.com.
Lynch Motors.
Lynchmob.com.
We're starting a company. It's called Rochefort Motors.
It's really great. It's a one-wheeled car. All right. So you know how cars have four wheels?
Yeah.
Imagine one with five.
Okay.
It goes fast.
Wouldn't that be five times as expensive?
You think so, but I make the body streamlined like a roller skate.
How skinny?
It's 3 feet wide by 15 feet long.
Like a skinny cock?
Yeah.
Does it have a mushroom head?
No.
Okay.
It's actually got the opposite.
I'm in.
It's got a smaller head.
I'm in.
It's like, imagine a dick. Just think about your dick, right?
Small head.
Imagine your dick, same thickness it already is.
Skinnier. No, skinnier.
21 inches. Skinnier.
Small head.
Small head.
Like a bead.
With wheels on it.
With five wheels down the middle.
Five wheels down the middle.
Okay. I'm in. What's it called? Quick. I need an answer.
Crown. Yeah, Crown Domain.
Crown Head Investments.
Crown Head.
We called the car company Crown Head Investments. The word
mushroom head? Small head.
The logo is actually animated.
It's,
like, it's a guy going like this.
Into that, this.
Into that. It's an animated logo for Crown Head Investments.
It's, I'm so sad.
But we, listen, calling the car company Crown Head Investments is funny. It's good.
Yeah.
Because you say, what do you, kind of car do you drive? That's a nice looking car. What do you drive?
Crown Head.
I drive a, no. I drive a Crown Head Investments. You say investments every time. What are you talking about? The company has investments in the title. So you know that the car is an investment.
So?
Price is likely to go up.
So? What do you think?
Make money.
Can you go get some money from your grandfather?
Yep. I can.
What is this? Wow.
I asked ChatGPT to make up electric car company names.
We're definitely going with Voltra Motors.
Wow.
Lumina Drive.
EcoPulse. I like Aurora, Colorado. Obviously, there's all shootings there. Mm-hmm. Something else just happened in Aurora, Colorado. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to see like that.
The wordplay?
Yeah, wordplay.
Yeah.
Lots of wordplay. Mm-hmm. Aurora and location play. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we're lucky we got out of Orlando alive.
They do location play. Oh, yeah, we are, yeah. You think so?
Oh, that fucking sheriff.
Wasn't that Tampa? What are you talking about?
No. I'm just saying Orlando. In general, if something bad, like Orlando, would be like, those are our grounds. Yeah. Anything's allowed in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Or Orlando, rather. Yeah. Orlando, we that guy.
The sheriff's just like an actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's literally just whoever's inside the Nancy Pelosi suit. He just jumps out of that one and jumps into the sheriff. Mm-hmm. He's like Florida sheriff. Mm-hmm. Just scares the shit out. But Aurora, I remember we got pulled over in Aurora. We got a speeding ticket. But Aurora, Colorado's got like the what just happened to them? Something wild. Oh, 14 people, and that was where
that's where they got the gangs.
Yeah, the gangs. Yeah, they sliced their throats.
Great, very cool.
I thought that wasn't happening.
Very cool, guys. Living with,
isn't that cop fucking 200 years old? What's he gonna do? Fucking pass out? Why is he holding the? He's got the breacher.
Venezuela. Wow. Unbelievable. Did you see the tents they have, the homeless tents in Rhode Island now?
The white ones?
Yeah.
On the side of the Foxy Lady?
Is that where they are?
Yeah.
Can we look that up? Homeless tents, Rhode Island? Nasty.
Yeah.
They're like little huts, right?
Yeah, yeah. Fucking
holy
idiot shit.
And
you know what? Like anybody in the world, like if we had to buy those for a set,
yeah,
we'd pay $2,000 a piece for them. Yeah. I'll bet you that whole project cost fucking $20 million.
Homeless houses, Rhode Island.
There's one by the that little enclave when you go from like Providence to North Main. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about that little bridge area near the Charleston House Projects. It's like near Whole Foods on North Main, like a, you know what I'm talking about?
Where?
Like,
is it the by the post office?
I'm not sure.
Is it by this amazing superstore?
I'll show you right now.
MAP?
MAP.
Minor attracted person?
Yep. Minor attracted pedophile.
I remember I had a customer one time that was into that, was an MAP, and his daughter and the father, thought he was this older guy, and he thought he was like this artsy guy. And then his daughter came and she bought a bunch of shit off me. She was kind of cool. She was like, yeah, my dad's into this like weird group of like tutoring young men to like, and I'm like, that's creepy as shit. And she's like, I know.
This area right here.
That area, I think they kicked him out.
Yeah, they did. But that's the only place I remember having it.
Type in Providence homeless houses.
It's on 146 on the right-hand side, 146 southbound on the right-hand side behind the there it is right there.
God.
There you go.
Nice homes.
Yeah, I'll bet you those, and those cost us. Yeah, I like how they put like the only lady with glasses in the picture. We should go there right now. We should like go there and be like, I want one. I'm cold. I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Let me in. I got to take a shit. Hurry up. Oh, it's in my ass.
Oh, God.
I'm so sick of taking care of homeless people. I fucking hate them. I know it's like everybody's so tired of talking about it. And all the only thing that's getting better is like the amount of projects.
Can you type in House of Hope cost?
Oh, God. Rhode 10 million, Island. 10, 12 million. Watch. What fucking Goomba is running it too? 15,000 each, 3.3 million. Oh, yeah, they cost 15,000 each. You fucking fat.
It's just like a glorified tent, essentially, right?
It's a shed. It's a Home Depot shed. I like playing this charade. Like, we.
Years in the making. It took them years to get this off the ground. Fucking yuck, man.
You know what's really funny?
What are they doing there? Do they do...
What, there?
Yeah.
Oh, they're probably reading... They're probably giving them, like, textbooks.
Yeah.
You know that design book that you like?
Yeah.
They're probably teaching them that.
They give them that.
Yeah, they're giving them, like, nail guns, and they're teaching them how to frame and shit.
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's a speed square.
Yeah.
Learn how to use this.
Mm-hmm.
The simple... the simple plumb bob. Learn the power of levels and strings. And they're like, no problem. They wrap it right around their arm and shoot heroin in it. They jerk off. Oh, that's fat. Thank you so much for a speed square. They cut a hole in their arm, stick a needle in it, and jerk off. They come in their own arm. Give me a baby.
Give me a baby.
That's all they say. Give me a baby.
I'm pregnant.
I think they should be target practice. That'd be cool. You should see how long they can get dragged behind a car before they start screaming. The most quiet wins. And you know what the prize is? A hamburger. I can't be anywhere in politics because I would say, I'm just nailing the coffee because I hope they would find this. Be like, yeah, of course I say that about homeless people. I want like the ice block challenge. It's where you like put them in a water block and freeze like a 6-foot by 4-foot ice block,
uh-huh.
Like Encino Man.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever can survive that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like David Blaine?
Yeah.
So you win some AirPods?
Yeah. They win. They always win.
You guys got AirPods.
They win a toothpick.
You guys are winning.
Mints. It's new shoelaces.
You guys are getting icebreakers mints.
Mmm. What flavor? Spearmint. I fucking can't stand them. I'm so... It's between that and like the wind, like the offshore windmill thing that they're trying to like say is so great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so fucking sick of windmills. And now these hippies in my neighborhood have this thing. It's like, say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a picture of windmills.
Yeah. Oh, for voting on it?
Yeah.
Very nice.
They put a windmill up, I'll kill someone.
Say yes.
Say yes to windmills.
Say yes.
And it's a guy who has an electric easy-go lawnmower.
Uh-huh.
He's got 5 properties gifted to him from his father.
Yeah.
It's like this rich yuppie guy who's like 60 years old. He's like a big old fucking fat. Mm-hmm. And he's like, if they put a windmill up in my fucking neighborhood, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to assassinate. Nick Roach will shit the construction workers. Mm-hmm. The amount of rebar that goes in the ground on those fucking things, they're so ugly. Mm. Actually, I'm going to go pick a fight with that guy. Mm-hmm. I am. I'm like, yo, take that fucking sign down, you fucking queer. Mm-hmm. Didn't you get this land gifted to you by your father, you fucking do-nothing, cocksucking f***? Mm-hmm. I see you with your... This guy's got three houses, all always maintained. Oh, there's a little bit of rot on that one. He cuts, he does like everything all perfect, mm-hmm. always spending dough on his property. Three empty barns, just him, mm-hmm. cutting with like electric. He has an electric, he's got a Rivian. Mm-hmm. But it's like a nice piece of property, like really good piece of property near me. Mm-hmm. And he's got the yes sign. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, renewable energy, you you fucking drip. Mm-hmm. And then finally, like, some of these wasps, the women, are like this. Those windmills are breaking down the whales. I guess it's fucking the whales up or something. Mm-hmm. They're not efficient. Mm-hmm. A windmill is not efficient. Lithium ion comes from a little black dead boy's hands. Mm-hmm. I think the limbs need to know. The little dead 90-pound Kenyan boy. Mm-hmm. Do you know what the lithium ion for? All right, let's do a little role playing. Be a little dead Kenyan boy who's 10 years old, but hold something in your hand. All right, now I'm a lithium farmer from London. Oh, oi, boy, he's got lithium. Get it, he's got lithium. Got it. I got the lithium.
My hunger.
Get this boy out of here. He's a fucking little. I've got the lithium.
My hunger.
Yeah, this guy's alive. Shoot him!
Feed me, please!
Tell him to find his friends and get more lithium! Cobalt!
That's...
When are we gonna, like, realize that that's how lithium gets mined? Mm-hmm. Do you think it's not, you fucking idiot? Then tell me how it is. Mm-hmm. Show me the nice, smooth process of extracting rare earth metals from the earth, like, in that mine. Just show me the nice day of work on this...
Yay!
You know, the kid wearing a soccer jersey to work that day. Ugh. The OSHA certified soccer jersey.
Y'all some slaves down there.
Right, it's my fault though.
Y'all making some slaves making them phones.
Man, y'all got some funny looking uniforms.
I want to buy a new phone now.
A Huawei?
I want a Huawei.
Yeah, you just buy the battery packs for them.
I heard the new iPhone doesn't work. This thing has a cracked screen. I might just have to get the screen in place. It's a 13.
Should get a 15.
The new iPhone, they say, doesn't work. Should I get a 15?
Yeah, that's right before the new one. All that's right. One I have. But it's a USB-C, so you have to live with that in your life.
That's good for me.
How many numbers are they up to now?
16, right? Yeah. Yeah?
I'm surprised they haven't been overtaken. I'm genuinely shocked that there hasn't been any competition whatsoever in this market.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, everything that can be invented has been invented, and all that's left is the idea of the phone as a luxury product, and Apple is the luxury product. It's kind of hard to unseat something like that. You know, it would be like trying to take on Louis Vuitton or something.
Well, and, Tesla Motors did do some pretty big damage by way of automobile out of nowhere, so to speak.
Yeah.
I mean, I know electric.
Well, EV. Tesla's kind of like the, I mean, not that this is the reason why, but they are like the iPhone. Like, it is signaling that you are into tech luxury. Yeah. It's the same bracket of thing. And I think what it's really about is escaping death. Something that's aesthetic, minimal, high tech. That this whole swag of Apple or Tesla is like, I can never die. And that sounds, I know that's kind of a reach, but I think if you really drill down and see what people, the people who like Tesla the most are probably the most afraid to be in a hospital.
Interesting.
Is what I would think.
They're eating elderberry.
Because it's like clean and sleek.
Not eating elderberry, eating like fucking AG1.
Okay.
That type of shit.
TC605.
But clean and sleek, yeah. It's like, it's just that's the opposite of death.
A robot,
yeah.
How wrong they could be. I guess who cares? Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm not an Apple guy.
It's crazy. Yeah. I just maxed out the new one, 1600.
I mean, I would get a steampunk phone if I could.
You'd wind it?
Because I'm about vitality and
vigor. You should get a steampunk.
Living and
expressionism.
Tapping into the fountain of joy.
This is you.
It's at the heart of creation, which is why I would have a steampunk phone.
It makes like click, 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 mm-hmm. like it has noises and mm-hmm. shit. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's, oof, wow, that's cool. That is something, bro.
No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't get a steampunk phone.
Doctor Who over here.
But I would get a Ferrari F50. And if they made a phone version of that, I'd use that.
It's just a Ferrari F50 that has a phone on top, like taped to an yeah. iPhone?
Yeah.
You like the F50?
That might be my favorite, yeah. If you go to, Chris, if you go to YouTube and type in F50 JWW, I'm selling the Porsche, though. I'm trading it for a Testarossa, just so you know.
Are you?
Yeah.
Have you driven a Testarossa?
No. First link there.
I've been in one, oddly enough.
I drove to Boston to sit in one. I didn't drive it, though.
What color?
And then find the interest humps here. Next thing, the middle, that right there. You can play that, please.
I'm so sorry, everybody. I mean, that's pure thunder, and there's not a cloud in the sky.
Yeah, if you could stop talking, that'd be great. This is kind of fun. I've been seeing Ferrari engines on Facebook Marketplace.
You pause that. Yeah.
Ferrari engines, like single standalone Ferrari engines, they're like mm-hmm. 18 grand, 20 grand mm-hmm. for like F430 mm-hmm. Challenge. Just the motor.
Yeah.
Just the motor. And it's like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know what, but it's like, it's like, and my wife actually gives a good answer. I'm like, Jess, oh, the money's free. Everything you got, what would you pick? And she's like, oh, something resto mod. Mm-hmm. She's like, probably, like, honestly, like, a 2000s Range Rover body with, like, a Restomod motor in it. And then, like, a different suspension setup and, like, big speakers. And I was like, that's a great idea.
Did you have one of those?
Yeah, I did. But faster and better.
Oh, okay.
Like, breakier. Like, bigger brakes. Better yeah, suspension. Yeah. Like, 550 horsepower. Mm. Like, you know, a 9-speed Japanese transmission. You know, like, something, like, two things that don't fit together.
Just make it drive like a G-Wagon or something?
Yeah. Yeah. No, but yeah, make it drive like
a... AMG.
Yeah, make it drive like an AMG, but like, you know, have it have, like have the guts of a, or the you guy could never design. Mm-hmm. I would never, I mean, the money would be retarded. Have you seen the Mechtronic cars?
Yes.
The, like the SLs with the Mechtronic, M-E-tronic, I think with a K, Mechtronic with a K, Mercedes. No, like a Mercedes, Mechtronic, type in Mechtronic Mercedes. Sorry. Any way you want.
Oh, it's a resto-modded pagoda?
Yeah. But they've done like the one you like, the SL2.
Yeah.
And they body kit them, and they suspension them, and they do them.
Hmm.
Like, I like those R109s are starting to grow on me bad, bad. The SL73s.
The lower right corner?
Yeah.
That's a R129.
I thought they were R109.
107 is the previous generation.
The 92?
129 is the one, is the slabby one.
That's the one.
The Bruno Sacco one.
Yeah, that car's like grown on me faster and faster, like a mold.
There was a kid that had one of those at a show.
Yes.
Was that in Tampa?
And it was perfect.
He like followed us back. He had a silver R129. But yeah, that is one of the cars, yeah, for sure. There's nothing better really in that sort of bracket.
Yeah. I did the... And then I called Rocky to see if...
That's an ultimate car.
It is an ultimate.
That is.
If you spent the $35,000 tuning it and made it retarded and geared it right for like Rhode Island roads, mm-hmm. and the rear end was like timed to do, you know, 60 to 150 as fast as possible mm-hmm. with like nice travel suspension.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you'd be so picky on the travel of the suspension.
Who, me?
I, me.
You
I,
would?
Would you? Like, the suspension's too rough on these fucking race cars.
No, I like it. I don't mind.
You like it real?
Yeah.
You like it like fucking...
The GT3 RS is supposed to have a rough... It's supposed to have a tight suspension. I don't notice it. I don't care at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a skateboard on cement wheels.
I want it to be like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I like it when it's fat. I like the fatty suspension where it's like... Mm-hmm. And you're getting... I know you can't. I know you lose...
You wheel. Like body roll?
Yeah.
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 And suspension travel?
Yeah. I like that's why I like sand rail trucks, because they have like fucking high travel.
Yeah,
but I don't like the look of them. Mm-hmm. I like the look of like fast cars.
Probably stock suspension on that would be good then.
Yeah, I do like caddy, like air ride, you know, electromagnetic caddy shit. If I could,
yeah,
like I don't care. I love the travel for it, but. I think the guys would be like, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah, it fucking doesn't even make sense. Get out of here.
I think
dude.
You like the bouncing.
I just like coming out of like on my, yeah, my E-Wagon.
I know
like,
what you like is when you go over a hump
yeah.
and you're like floating a little bit.
Yeah, you don't feel it.
That's what you
it's
want.
It's retarded. Yeah. I'm like, this is great.
Yeah.
And then like low profile tires, like, fuck that shit. I'm shaking my teeth out. My teeth are rotted. I can't shake.
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Life podcast. Full access to all episodes and more, visit mde.tv.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.